about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, I don't care how old you are out there. At some point, you're going to have menopausal symptoms. That's right. That's just waiting for you right around the corner. Now, what we're going to be doing today is having a conversation about a really interesting twist on menopausal symptoms, specifically hot flashes, and whether or not a complementary, or some people call it alternative medical therapy, can actually help with something like this. And that's acupuncture. So can acupuncture treat your menopausal symptoms? Well, there's no one on the planet I could think of better to be able to answer this question than my wonderful friend and colleague, Dr. Marjorie Gass. She is the executive director of the North American Menopause Society, the editor of Menopause, the Journal of the North American Menopause Society. She's a consultant with the Cleveland Clinic Center for Specialized Women's Health. And once again, the organization is the North American Menopause Society. So welcome to Her Radio, Marjorie. I'm so glad to have you on so we could talk about something very potentially exciting, right?
Right. Thank you, Pam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so let's first talk about bottom line. There was a new study that came out that was talking about acupuncture treating menopausal symptoms. Before we get into that, let's talk about menopausal symptoms. So what are the big guys, the ones that we can all expect to experience?
Well, the classic one, of course, is hot flashes. And they can occur in the daytime, they can occur in the nighttime, and at night sometimes people call them night sweats, but they're all hot flashes. So that's number one. Maybe 75% of women experience those. And then there are some others, moodiness, genital dryness, which can be a source of irritation to women. Those are the main ones that we see, but every once in a while you hear other ones on the periphery.
Well, you know, hot flashes in and of themselves are always sort of front and center. I would say in my patients, they classically are occurring if you're going to be following the normal bell-shaped curve for the onset of menopause in this country around age 52. You know, for sure by about age 45, something's going on as you're going through that dip in sex hormones that is taking place classically as women are their body is basically weaning itself from estrogen, progesterone. And you've got the sweating and the heartbeat, you know, the rapid heartbeat, the nausea, headache, dizziness, anxiety, all kinds of things get wrapped up in this. So now, the Journal of the North American Menopause Society recently indicated that acupuncture can affect the severity and frequency of hot flashes for women in natural menopause. Can you tell us about the study?
Yes, it was a meta-analysis, which means these authors gathered all the studies they could find on this topic, particularly the best-done studies, and then put all the data together and came up with the finding that acupuncture can relieve the intensity of hot flashes and the frequency of hot flashes. So that's a nice additional option for women to have when they look at how they might want to treat their menopausal hot flashes.
Now, are you surprised?
Well, not entirely. The studies have been mixed for so long, and I think we need to say up front that no other treatments have been found to work as well as hormone therapy. That will get a woman her best results for eliminating hot flashes. But if they aren't that bothersome, she may be perfectly happy with some of these alternatives that can reduce the problem a little bit, although it may not totally eliminate the hot flashes.
So what you're saying here is that acupuncture was found to be helpful. If a woman is on hormonal replacement therapy, is this something that she could use as an adjunct? I mean, if she's not getting just the 100% that she needs in terms of relief?
certainly she could try it. There's no harm in trying it. That's the benefit of some of these alternatives. They have relatively few side effects. Another one, for example, might be hypnosis. Similar findings are there, showing that they can reduce hot flashes for some women, but they probably will not do it as well as the prescription therapies.
Okay, so the prescription therapies are really the go-to place, in your opinion. And why is it that not every woman out there is on prescription therapy?
Well, because they do have side effects. And, no, I would just want to say that that's not my first recommendation, the prescription therapies. I really do think women can accomplish a lot by just behavioral changes, lifestyle modifications, trying to avoid getting overheated, like being in a warm room or having too many blankets on at night. The ambient temperature, the temperature around us, can provoke more hot flashes than we have to have. People in a cool environment, women in a cool environment will have fewer hot flashes. So there are definitely some things that women can do and do to control their environment that will reduce the hot flashes also. And if that's sufficient, why go to the expense of buying a product of any kind?
Absolutely. You know me. My middle name is, where's that healthy lifestyle, you know? And I don't think there's any question that the literature is absolutely rich with excellent evidence that everything from stress reduction and stress management, as I believe you'll agree, to getting the full amount of sleep that you need instead of walking around sleep deprived, as so many women do with their overcommitted lives, excellent nutrition instead of relying upon refined and processed foods, and hit and miss chaotic eating certainly is a big piece, and physical activity. Notice I didn't say the E word, exercise, because most people start, you know, turning the radio off and running the opposite direction. It's physical activity, activities of daily living, that really help to modulate a lot of these symptoms of the perimenopause and menopause. And I think that this is a very interesting study in acupuncture. I'm sort of curious out there, how many women actually use acupuncture? How many women have ever done acupuncture? Have you ever done that?
No, I have not, and I think it's been less utilized for hot flashes than, say, perhaps for other things. Other pain syndromes or migraines or things of that nature have probably seen a bigger uptake of acupuncture than hot flashes.
Actually, the evidence shows that it's lumbar pain, it's back pain, as well as nausea, especially pregnancy-related nausea, that have been greatly relieved by acupuncture. I personally have never had it because I've never really needed it, but I know of people with back pain who've really had some excellent results. And the same thing goes with, I'm very looking forward to, what happens with some of my women if they try acupuncture as an adjunct to healthy lifestyle. I don't think there's any question that's good. Do you think this is going to catch on with our colleagues? Do you think that our colleagues are going to be reading this study and saying, maybe I'll feel free to recommend it? What do you think?
I think they will now that there's some science behind it. So we'll see what happens.
Love it.
It's good to have a new option.
I know, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for helping us understand that, yes, acupuncture can treat your menopausal symptoms. We have the wonderful honor of having Dr. Marjorie Gass, the Executive Director of the North American Menopause Society, on with us on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and normally along with Michelle King-Robes and my co-host who's on vacation, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.